Hello everyone, welcome to the Crypto School. Here we'll talk about cryptocurrency, try to identify cryptocurrency. Here I'm specifically making this for my Nigerian brothers and sisters who would like to try the cryptocurrency thing or who don't know about cryptocurrency. So basically I'll try to simplify things and to make them to really understand and to better informed to make decision whether to invest in this or not. Basically, what's cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency is a currency, a digital asset that is based on cryptography. And cryptography is a very technical something, but let me just try and explain it like this now. In cryptography, there's what they call a public key and a private key. A public key, everybody can see it. Just like, let me say, a padlock, anybody can see what's inside. But then the private key is controlled by the owner of the padlock. Only the person in charge of that private key can unlock the padlock. Now, cryptography is very, very secured in the sense that it's very hard. In fact, with computers on ground now, it's almost impossible to guess the private key with the public key. That if it's the public key, it's very hard for you to, in fact, it's impossible for you to get the private key. So that's what makes cryptocurrency. That what gives them security. So here I would like to answer some of the questions that some of my friends asked me about this cryptocurrency of a thing. Okay, so many people say it's a scam. No, cryptocurrency is not a scam. Why do I say this? Yeah, cryptocurrency is still new. And people are still exploring ways to use it. People don't really understand the extent of what it can do. That's the truth. But that doesn't make it a scam. Okay. In 2009, the first cryptocurrency was invented. So at that time, Bitcoin was worth nothing. In fact, the first Bitcoin transaction was 10,000 Bitcoin for one pizza. But as of today, one Bitcoin is over 250,000 now. So for something that has lasted for like 7 years and it's still there, you can call that a scam. Some people say Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme. People have to invest before the price to go. It's not a Ponzi scheme, but just like every other thing, if people don't use it, it becomes worthless. If everybody says you don't like gold again, that gold is stupid, gold is nonsense, the value of gold will drop. But I'll like us to like kind of try to focus on the positive side of this cryptocurrency of it, because it means that anything can be used for either positive thing or negative thing. Some people also say that Bitcoin is drug barons, is kidnappers, they are the ones that use it, but the truth is that most of the crime is still committed with cash. More kidnappers demand cash than Bitcoin. More drug barons use cash than Bitcoin. So just see your cryptocurrency as cash. Also, yeah, I understand that cryptocurrency is kind of secret in a way. Secret in a way in the sense that everything is open, but you can't tie an address to someone. Just like I can take your bank account and ask your bank, maybe, who has this account? You can tell me your name. I can even go to Quick Teller and get your name somehow. But with Bitcoin, with an address, you can't tie it to a specific key somebody. So I can put up my address, have 5,000 Bitcoin there. Can't trace it back to me. Or you can trace it back to my computer or something, but I can't trace it back to me. Like, it belongs to me. So why am I doing this? Really, I want everyone to get into this, because this, just see it as like you are invested in MTN in 2001, or you bought Microsoft during the initial public offer. This is how it is now. Anybody can buy now. Okay, let me give you an instance of how exciting this is. Many of us are aware of cases of maybe government release money to the IDP camps and people being misappropriating the money not returned to them. United Nations, they are trying to experiment. What are you trying to do? They want to like, okay, instead of giving money to people, governments, for refugees, why can't they give Ethereum? Ethereum is a cryptocurrency to people. How do you do it? You come to a place, they register you with your retina scan of you, and then maybe create an address for you. So they will send, instead of sending it to me to someone, they will send it directly to you. And how is this possible? It's possible because of the low transaction fees. Yeah. Government cannot just say, okay, let's pay everybody in the IDP in the 2,000 or 5,000 a day or so. The cost will be going to be enormous. But with cryptocurrency, this is possible. So remember, this is the crypto school where we'll demystify cryptocurrency. If you are really interested in cryptocurrency, how you can profit from this, how you can make use of this. You can download this application, Podbean, from your Play Store, App Store. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Nevu2-0. Nevu2-0. Or you can follow me on Instagram at Nevu2.0. To get updates of my fresh podcast. Also, it's interesting to know that most of the Fortune 500 companies, the Fortune 500 companies, they're like the biggest 500 companies in the US. They're already trying to experiment with this cryptocurrency of Ethereum. They form what you call Ethereum Alliance. They are trying to truly understand what they can do with this thing. So really, if Fortune 500 companies, they are trying to know how they can make use of this thing, then why shouldn't you? That if they get in there before you, the price is going to be out of reach for you. So remember to like, to comment, and to share this with friends. Okay, my next episode, I'm going to be talking about Bitcoin. What you can further use this. I'll try to break down some technicalities about it. Then also, I'm talking about Ripple. In fact, I'm talking about major cryptocurrency, and I'll bring up suggestions on how or what you should consider. Also, please, don't take my words as like the final. No. Do your research and make your final decision. But here, this is just trying to like tell you things, give information. I'm not telling you buy Bitcoin, I'm telling you to buy Ethereum, I'm not telling you to buy any of the cryptocurrencies. But do your research and know whether it's something wise for you to do. Just do your research. Also, if you have any question, you can tweet at me at Nevu2-0. You can comment. So that's it. So watch out for my next episode on Crypto School. This is the Crypto School where we demystify cryptocurrency. See you next time. Okay, I would like to add that this is a live recording. I'm not edited. So this gives me opportunity to release contents as happened.
I see things as happening. A lot of things are happening in the cryptocurrency world, so it's going to be that it's very hard keeping up with it, all the whole developments. So this is a live recording, so don't mind all the interruptions, but just try and get the message out.